Section 3. Listen to Sally's message to her friend Jason. For questions 16 to 20, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You will hear the message twice. You now have 1 minute to read the questions.
Hi, Jason. What have you been up to lately? Last month, I had the flu for almost 2 weeks and had to stay in bed. For the first week, it was great, not going to school and just resting. But let me tell you the whole story. It all started when I was playing with my friends one afternoon. Luke, who lives next door, had brought some water pistols for us to play with. At first, it was really fun. We were shooting at each other and laughing our heads off. But soon it got really windy and cold. I forgot how quickly the weather changes in September. In no time at all, I was wet and freezing, and in the evening I had a fever and couldn't stop shivering. The next day I had a big history test, so I was thankful to stay home. My mum called the doctor, who told me to stay in bed for a week. So I did what he said. I watched TV, played video games, read some books, and did some homework as well. I went to school a week later, but I came home even sicker than before. The doctor came again and told me to stay in bed for another week, but this time I wasn't very thrilled about it. Now I'm better and back at school, but I can't play on the basketball team. Of course, I missed a lot of practices. But the coach didn't mind. It was the doctor who said no running around for a month. Getting sick is really no fun at all. Have you ever been sick for so long? Write to me soon. Sally.
Now listen to the message again.
Hi, Jason. What have you been up to lately? Last month, I had the flu for almost 2 weeks. And had to stay in bed. For the first week it was great, not going to school and just resting. But let me tell you the whole story. It all started when I was playing with my friends one afternoon. Luke, who lives next door, had brought some water pistols for us to play with. At first it was really fun. We were shooting at each other and laughing our heads off. But soon it got really windy and cold. I forgot how quickly the weather changes in September. In no time at all, I was wet and freezing, and in the evening I had a fever and couldn't stop shivering. The next day, I had a big history test, so I was thankful to stay home. My mum called the doctor, who told me to stay in bed for a week. So I did what he said. I watched TV, played video games, read some books, and did some homework as well. I went to school a week later, but I came home even sicker than before. The doctor came again and told me to stay in bed for another week, but this time I wasn't very thrilled about it. Now I'm better and back at school, but I can't play on the basketball team. Of course, I missed a lot of practices, but the coach didn't mind. It was the doctor who said no running around for a month. Getting sick is really no fun at all. Have you ever been sick for so long? Write to me soon. Sally.
This is the end of the listening test.